Oh, Jesus.
Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, Positive Info presents
The JL Show.
Starring Kian, Dean, Owen, Jimmy, Luke, Michael, and Shane. And now, please welcome Jimmy and Luke.
Hello, and welcome to episode 142 of the JL Show. I'm here, Johnny, Owen, Michael, yay! I have no clue. Hello, welcome to episode 142 of the JL Show, starring Luke, Owen, Johnny, Michael.
Hello.
And it's 8:46, 7:48, which means that we can only record for like 6 minutes. But I'll do more later. Michael, you haven't been on the podcast in forever. How are you?
Good.
We're older. We are contractually obliged to ask this question. Do you have Ebola?
No. Ebola?
In America, it's Ebola.
What are we going to be married to?
Ebola soup.
See that Apple event that was on?
There was some iPad shit or Apple Pay was lost yesterday.
Yeah.
That's everything I know. Tell us about it, Michael.
There's a new iMac with Retina display.
Oh boy.
What is Retina display?
It's like Retina really function. A high resolution.
Is the Mac not have a Retina display?
Yeah, does it not have that already?
No, not the iMac. That's like the big 27 inch thing.
Oh yeah. Oh Christ, right. That's gonna cost
This is my my tweet of the day. I am the Ebola Tsar. All others, fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's very offensive.
Yourself.
Ebola. Yeah, like everyone.
You even spelled it wrong.
I think that this is some kind of a comical disease.
I think Ebola is hilarious.
If you had Ebola,
I would be doing a podcast right now.
Why did you spell it? Why did you spell it so badly?
90% of people die.
Currently the statistic in America is...
Wait. I would like to talk about tablets.
The nurse that contracted it from the Dallas guy, she's cured now, so...
Yeah.
So it's not that bad.
It's a 70% mortality rate.
They give her fever. But it's... No. How do you mean it's not that bad? It's still extremely...
Yeah, it's not 90.
The fact that millions or thousands of, poor people in other continents are dying of Ebola is tragedy. But the way it's being covered in Britain and the United States and Europe and the hysterical coverage of it is
tobacco
hilarious.
Tobacco kills over 200,000 people a year. Alcohol kills more.
So does malaria. Malaria kills more. I have a cartoon I should have brought.
Was this here when you sat down?
Yes.
I don't think that's Scarf is hers, but I'll come back later first.
Some guy called Noah, who's the head of the San Francisco Film Critics League, got to see Interstellar yesterday, and he tweeted about it, so... That's cool.
But he couldn't say anything, right?
Well, he did. He said that. And that's the first opinion anyone has heard about it, basically. Which sounds great, so...
Okay, so basically, he doesn't give away anything. No.
But he shouldn't have said that. He broke an embargo by writing. Well, I don't know how he got to see it.
Did he actually?
It hasn't been screened yet, it hasn't been screened yet, so he must have,
But the whole thing of an embargo is you can say that you saw it, but you can't say...
Oh, yeah, but you can't express an opinion about it.
Oh, can you?
No. I want to see Anchorman 2, and they made me sign an embargo, and they said, you're not allowed to discuss the quality or the content of the film in public until December 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to do it in private?
Yeah. I mean, I came to school and I was like, I saw Anchorman 2, it was great. And then I went on the internet.
Right. Today we're filming the Fate of Time.
True that.
Yeah. And then Vinny was like, where the fuck is Lucy?
Yeah. or as it's now known by the, the festival, Fate of Time.
Most called the Fate of Time. The Fate of Time.
Worst. album art for the show. It just says JL. Whoa. Shane,
Shane, we've added you to the album art, finally. There you are. Because that's how I see.
Oh, look, there's Clipper. Yay.
Why am I wearing purple?
That's the best.
Because you look awesome as well.
That's on the 14th.
That was your preferred choice.
That's on the 14th of November.
13th.
No, you're
14th.
What?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Michael.
That's on the 13th. Yeah.
Have to go
no, because Michael doesn't wear glasses.
Oh Jesus! These fit into the 7+. This fits into the 12+.
Michael, look, that looks accurate. We've added Shane finally.
Shane. Yeah.
He's upset that I gave him glasses, but not you.
Why don't wear glasses?
But Shane does wear glasses, doesn't he? Like a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Especially in class.
Yeah, you do wear glasses. You wear glasses more than Michael.
Yeah, you do. I don't even wear glasses.
4 eyes.
I should give myself glasses as well, just to even it out.
Zoom in on Lucy's face. Actually, looks exactly.
Giving myself a tie was kind of stupid. I've never worn a tie in my entire life.
Hey, look, that's me.
That's me there, is it?
That's you, and Kian.
Yeah.
His hair is kind of looking really greasy. And then there's Jimmy, and I tried to put me, like, it's supposed to be like the famous people up the front, but I kind of, Owen's on every episode now, and Jimmy's not, so I just kind of put them there. Jimmy's in front, but Owen is bigger. Kind of works.
Oh, that's Owen.
Where? That's Owen, yeah. You see my response to, what was it, Diana was like, who's going grads on the Facebook group? So I said, I think I'll stay at home playing with my Lego like my instruction manual recommends. I said, wait, is there opera? I'll go if there's opera. There's no opera, Lucy. That was my response to the side of the else to say.
That's nice.
You only get a response. When is grads on?
I don't fucking know.
No.
So.
They have another assassin.
No, I went up to the speech.
Oh, you know this stuff. When is grads on?
Another assassin.
When is grads on?
Yeah.
No, wait.
Bob Standard.
Of November.
Yeah. Bob Standard.
I don't know. I was invited to a Facebook group.
Don't go, Michael. If you go, I will officially be the most reclusive person in class.
I was talking to Diana this morning, so I'm glad you picked me up.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't hate me because I'm moving.
What did Kian say? He said last night, he said it makes his
mom know. I'm Diana, because she's called Mega Diamond.
What?
Diana's not coming out anymore.
The bell's going to ring in about 14 seconds, I'd say. Anyway,
bring him a bag, so...
All right. Bye, Michael.
Bye!
Oh, my God, the weather is horrible.
Oh, the rain is fucked.
No, no, it's raining is constant as well. Donnie, you doing rugby this year?
Oh, yeah, we should give an update to the listeners. We had the recount in the election, and guess who lost the recount?
Losing.
Me. And guess who won the recount? Kian.
Kian's
I don't think he won it. They won the... For the record, they would not have done it by the number of votes.
I still didn't get to vote.
Kian is now...
I was out.
Because he was elected, Kian is now never going to appear on a Tuesday episode of the JL show ever again.
Yeah, because he's
going to be gone all Tuesday forever. So when we record on a Tuesday, no Kian.
Wait, you record?
What?
You record? Yes, he's recording.
All right, we'll be back in 4 seconds with more podcasts for your money.
Four.
More.
Three. Two. One.
We're joined now briefly on this episode by Kian, who is about to go to his very important meeting. Kian.
My permanent secretary.
Kian. Hello.
Bye!
I was watching the clown show.
I don't remember. God.
Owen, fix your record player.
Goodbye, Keen.
Shane's back with us as well on the podcast today.
I found the studio for the morning in New York.
What?
I found the morning studio. You don't mind my foot there, Dave.
Huh? I don't care.
I found the morning studio.
The morning studio, what?
I found us a morning studio.
Oh, where?
In Studio House.
Yeah, no.
Open every morning.
Not allowed. To get an actual studio.
We go to the Ultra High Tech Recording Studio to have in our school, because our school is so great with all its facilities.
Yeah. Yeah, true that.
We even have this cool thing in our special extra drum room. Our music room is called Black Mold on the roof.
It's black mold everywhere. It's completely toxic. I mean, no one's going to give a shit anymore because of Ebola, but black mold is like another very, very dangerous thing.
It's not really that, is it?
No.
We're going to make a film about the Ebola, a video at least, about the Ebola czar, who's this guy who's going to kill Ebola. And he's got a cowboy hat and a mustache. And he says
Ron Swanson.
He's very like Ron Swanson. No, he's not like Ron Swanson. Because Ron Swanson is a libertarian. This guy is like a Republican. No, Ron Swanson's fucking great. I would vote for him for president.
Did you ever see him without the mustache?
Yeah, he's so weird, yeah. Is there an episode of the show where he doesn't have a mustache yet? That, Nick's, what's his name? Nick Offerman. He's in like Sin City and stuff. He's in some big movies, but he's a weird guy. So. What?
Sin City.
Yeah, the only bits of that program was the Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
The only bits I've seen that are, you know, like the pictures you see on the internet.
Yeah,
looks like titles.
All right, yeah. Memes.
Sin City, like, is it? It's all in black and white, is it?
No, there's like some of it's in black and white, and then there's like red is there's red. So like, if somebody gets shot, the blood is red. Or like, if a woman puts on lipstick, it's red. But then some parts aren't in black and white. They're in like this kind of orangey hue, where they're in yellow, where they're in sort of faded brown.
What was the name of that movie recently that was in black and white?
What?
Sin City.
No.
Sin City
2. Sin City 2 or David
Carroll? No. There's another movie.
The Artist. About the guy who won the lottery.
The Artist. No. 2 years ago.
The guy who won the lottery. That was 2011. The guy who won the lottery.
Last year, I think.
What?
He thought he won the lottery. I remember my mom and Steve said it was good. It's in black and white. It's Canadian.
It's in black and white.
Yeah.
And he thought he won the lottery. Like, it's probably something really obvious. I'm just... And was it was new, right? It wasn't an old film.
No, it's fairly new. Wait, and then.
Well, that's from the 90s, so.
Thought he won the lottery.
And he was in black and white.
Yeah.
I genuinely do not remember any black and white films from last year, except for like Much Ado About Nothing and some black and white.
Man, what's that family name?
What?
What was that
thing? Oh, it was Joss Whedon made a version of Much Ado About Nothing, and he like shot it. Joss Whedon, who made like Firefly and the Avengers and shit, he made it in his house in like 2 days with all of his friends and stuff in black and white. It was really good though. They were like famous actors, like his friends. But what is that you're talking about?
Who's in it? Michael Jackson, because he used to be black.
He won the lottery.
I don't know. I don't know the whole story.
I'm just thinking they were in black and white, and I can't think of anything. That's probably something really obvious.
Do you ever do like a video podcast?
There's video podcasts. They're just weird. I started a YouTube channel on Sunday. Reviewing movies.
Face cam?
No, I'm shooting it with a proper camera. I'm using a green screen. It's pretty good. I wouldn't do it otherwise. I'm only doing it because I wanted to use my green screen for something, and I'm running out of ideas fast.
Just put a picture of you in front of like
space. Because I bought a massive green screen, and I can do whatever I want with it, and I don't know what to do, so. I'm just doing crappy reviews, but...
Put yourself up against the sky.
Well, I can, yeah, I'm gonna do that. I've done that already. Like, I did a James Bond gun barrel thing. The sun's right in my eyes, it's horrible. Black and white, and he wins the lottery.
Edit yourself into, like, Titanic death scene.
Yeah, I just don't know why I'd want to.
Put yourself into a war movie. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I think it was either in, like, Canada or the United States. Was it, like, a mainstream film?
I still, like... What? What were you gonna say?
Oh, shit!
It was Nebraska.
Fuck! Oh, that's the one with the old guy.
I went to see that in the cinema.
I just
completely forgot that it was in black and white.
Yeah. I was like, why is Montana ringing a bell?
Yeah. No, Nebraska. Brewster and Wilford, directed by Alexander Payne. I went to see that. No, that was...
I got an Oscar nomination.
It did. It was up for Best Picture, actually. I was trying to think, what was nominated for Best Picture? And that was the one thing I forgot.
Montana set you up, man.
Yeah.
I was wondering, because I was like, why does Montana sound right?
How did I forget about that? Yeah, no, that was really good.
You sound like a Canada
Nebraska.
Then I was going to Montana, then what is it?
Nebraska, Montana.
I thought you said it was a fucking small town movie.
Yeah, well, that is. No, it is. It was made for $2 million. Like, it wasn't a big release. I had to go up to Dublin to see it. I didn't go specially, but it was part of the reason. I went up to Dublin, I went to see Anchorman 2 in the morning, and they gave me an embargo, and I went to see that in the afternoon, and because it was the only place in the country I could see it.
Mr. Johnson's
boss
is a bit
depressed. What? Anyway, what were y'all saying there?
Oh, we can't stand DJ anymore.
Oh, that's a pity.
Is that airball or is that champagne? They were up there yesterday.
Well, Sean Connolly was up there yesterday.
I don't care, she's probably out with pitches in this weather.
It's really cold. It's really windy.
We should go and, like, rob the student council meeting. This is a robbery.
I went to a student council meeting before.
I went to one too. Michael and I had to go to one so that we could convince Sebastian to let us do the yearbook without suing us.
Yeah, I went in, and then, like, Sebastian was, like, 20 minutes late, so I was just sitting.
Oh,
that thing. I refused to do that
because
I thought it was stupid.
I didn't know it.
Yeah, and then Sebastian was like, well, we can't do it anymore. Easy bastard.
I thought you went to this.
I went to the meeting.
So, anyway, what are we at now? We're at, like, 18 minutes. Give it, like, 4 or 5 more minutes.
How long are your podcasts usually?
23 to 35 minutes long. I like them to be 30, but they usually are, like, shorter than that.
But I don't see the...
Well...
It's over, like, behind the... Garden is a lovely place. It's just awesome.
Maybe when the leaves are just gone. I don't fucking know. Like,
that's the thing. Like, I really, really like a pretty standard scheme. Basically, they could be like buying dresses for like 10 euros of a power shop.
Unless they're buying them on the black market. So
yeah.
Maybe fixing them up a little bit. Maybe adding a bit of flour.
It seems like, why would they pick something that, like, none of the boys in the class are gonna want to get involved with? It's just so stupid. Yeah.
Maybe
they should do suits as well.
Maybe they're making them.
Maybe they are.
But, like, if I was to buy a suit now, I'd prefer to go to a proper shop than them.
Exactly. Why would you buy it off some fucking TYs?
I wonder, no, was that the Sagan's idea, or was that...
Oh, I'd say it was...
It was, like, my idea. It was my friendship race idea.
Yeah?
It wasn't the best idea.
That was a fucking terrible idea, but it wasn't as bad as that.
It fucking won, right? It won, and then the next day in business, this Higgins goes, we're gonna look at these, so we can't go do it.
Does anyone else have any ideas?
Yeah, friendship races.
Okay, we're doing here.
We all voted on it, and friendship races came out.
But that's because all the other suggestions were crap too. Like, the yearbook was a really good idea, and
yeah, no, but
I was still so glad they picked this.
I liked the water bottles idea. I thought that was good.
I got to skip so many classes because of that yearbook.
How are you gonna do water bottles?
Huh? Yeah, we were gonna make water bottles.
And I made money off it, so
I made €2.
I made 15 pro.
I did nothing.
I didn't buy a share.
I didn't buy a share either, and I still got 50 euro.
I think Donald and John didn't get the money. I think they've all taken. They said
no,
they did.
Johnny got 50 euro.
Well, Johnny like went to NASCAR. Like he initiated all of the returns process.
Oh, okay. No, but I mean like Johnny or Johnny and Donald think they bought a share.
How much money do we make? Like exactly.
How many books do we sell?
Oh, I have some no idea. I mean, they paid for the.
Yeah, we used to make plastic ships.
No, it's absolutely not, but anyway. Podcast, yay, fun. What else is there? Nothing else.
Go-karting is so fun.
Is it?
When did you go go-karting?
Lucy, now what's your name for go-karting?
I don't know.
Send me comments now or address.
I don't think so.
Mikkel!
No.
Mikkel! Mikkel!
Something in my face. Alright, Michael. Welcome here now. Would you like some tea?
I know we should have fun talking about our moving to Canada. It's not going to happen. No, it is.
But the hundreds of people listening to our podcast don't care about Connor moving to Canada.
I don't even know who Connor is.
The hundreds of listeners.
See what I think is wrong.
He's been on an episode or two.
Okay.
I think
if he does move to Canada, he'll be back within 2 weeks.
You know, we do actually have listeners. Like, we have a listener or two.
It's at least really his weird. Mom.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also... yeah. That's a problem.
Okay, see, what I think is that...
Anyway, no, but there's another guy who listens to me, like, likes every post on the Facebook page.
Well, that's
stuff,
me, so.
James. No, he's not. He's, like, some Indian guy. It's really weird.
Yeah, James.
No, not James.
She can, like, send the comments more than like it.
Yeah, I do. I have 3 accounts.
The same time.
Who's that one that put up the post of your Instagram? That thing.
Brendan.
That's so weird because he likes everything that you like.
He doesn't.
He followed me as well.
It's probably Michael.
He follows every other one. It's so weird.
He made the account build Brendan.
No, I didn't.
He's such a stalker.
Are you sure you're not Brendan?
No, I'm not.
He's such a stalker. He'd be following me as well, which he isn't.
Yeah, wait, on Instagram. I don't know your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. So then maybe he is.
But I don't even follow you from my own account, so.
Does he post some shit on his internet?
I
don't know.
Instagram
I blocked him ages ago. What is your Instagram? I've tried finding you on it. I tried all the variations of your usernames from other sites. I spent hours on this, Michael. Hours.
You tried Michael Melange.
I tried Michael T. or Michael T. surname. I tried Michael M.
I don't think he has
MMC. I tried Talks About Tech. Talks About Tech 1. Michael Talks About Tech. Talks About Tech Michael. Talks About Tech Michael.
Did you try Farmer Ninja?
Michelangelo.
I did.
Michelangelo.
Ninja Farmer.
No. You know that when I first added Michael on Snapchat, I went and added Ninja Farmer, and it was some like woman from America, and she like
said, yeah, that happened to me as well.
She sent me a selfie,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like,
remember? She was worried for your.
Yeah, I still haven't unfriended her. She's still there. Get on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, see,
I caught her picture of a dildo.
No, see, Owen, you had 4x.
Remember, if you want to send us Snapchats on the podcast, you can send them to Jimmy and Luke. We have never once received one Snapchat, so.
Hey!
Oh, the Jimmy Young show's on.
Well, please take pity on us and send us a Snapchat.
My phone is really annoying. It doesn't play videos or take videos on Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, my old phone didn't do that. So that was really annoying.
And Owen's been playing videos from last day.
I can't do any weird game. I don't understand how people got addicted to this game.
Which game?
This
I got 150 in it once. Like, that was my high score. It was amazing.
Challenge accepted.
It's impossible. You couldn't possibly.
In one go.
I was in like a trance, so I had like cream all over my face, and I was like, I sat down, I had candles all around me, I put like crazy dust all over my face, I sat down, and I was like, I'm gonna get
one.
I got 150 on Flappy Bird.
Every time someone says, oh, you're doing good,
I should have. I'm gonna go find the screen grab now. I have it here somewhere.
The only time I die is when people say, oh, you're doing good, and I look at my score and I die.
Yeah. I have
this. His story.
I have the screen grab from when I got that on Flappy Bird.
Like, I got up to what, 60 something before in one go. And I wasn't even trying, and then my sister comes in, oh my god, how did you get that high? And I just looked at the score and I died. And I was like, why?
Here we go. Was that it? No, that was when I got 55. Not good enough.
My sister got a ridiculously high score, like 100 something.
Yeah, this is what a Bird Is Dead used to look like. This is the game that King and I made.
Bird is dead.
Your aim. Kill the bird.
Is that off the market?
No, it was never on the market. It was just like,
I turned it down.
Game over. You've saved the bird from years of existential pain. I made that all myself. I was very proud of that.
I should have the original festival before.
Phone, it was just like Rudy Hoon who went and made it anyway, so.
I have to go shit in the shower, just so you know.
Alright.
Where's my high score? Where was it? I can't find it anywhere. I have so much.
Have a nice shit.
So I have all the photos from the day that we launched the yearbook. That was the first. That was the first copy of the yearbook ever.
Wow.
And that was, And then there was me with one. And there was John with one. And that was the crowds.
Yeah,
that was
the photo that you sent me.
They were the crowds.
Cool to write on the TV. Yeah, I'm not a yearbook. What do you do? Just let everyone get their books.
It was a long queue. It was very, very stressful.
It was fucking annoying.
Yeah, people were blocking space, standing around reading it. I was like, well, you go away. Yeah, there were all these annoying people. Where's me? Huh?
Is it during class?
No, it was a lunch time.
Alright.
You see, there's Johnny doing a very good job.
Yeah. And
then for some reason, Dean was doing it. No idea why. And Keegan was doing the list. But Dean's holding all the copies of the yearbook. And Lawrence kept coming and stealing them. He stole like two boxes.
Why did you take a picture of David?
And that was a picture of Lorraine Higgins where she had ridiculously large hands.
Her head looks massive. Yeah, like
Lorraine Higgins, the senator, mind you, not any other people with that. Yeah, with the hats.
Well, I like that.
What?
The politician guy in it.
Yes. Well, what do you mean? Like, Matt Damon's a politician, isn't he? Yeah, I mean, he's the star of the film. Anyway,
hey, who agrees with me?
All right, that's all we have time for on episode 142 of the JL Show. Starring Michael.
Woo!
Owen. You know what I'm going to do for the last ever episode I decided yesterday? I'm going to get every person who ever appeared on the podcast. Or let's say every person.
Oh, yeah. That's for the 20-year reunion episode.
No. And they're all going to, like, they're all going to say, like, I'm da-da-da, goodbye. And I'm going to have to get the people to spike it in and shit. They're all going to be dead.
That's a wrap.
What if somebody dies, though?
The other day.
Like, there's what if Casper dies?
Oh, shoot,
this is Casper.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Casper!
Casper was on like 24.
I've never talked to Casper.
No, of course not. Why would they?
But
he was at the Fresh Food Festival when Argos was on, and he like sent us, he liked the Facebook page afterwards, so.
Wait, but, when you're doing these podcasts, do you have fixed topics beforehand or usually?
Oh, no, not at all. Sometimes I do.
No, it's like, there's a topic and then it just sways away.
I'm only doing this podcast so that when I'm, like, in 20 years and I'm living alone, I can go back.
I can prove to people that I actually have friends.
It's just like, it's just an audio record of that time when I managed to have
friends. I need to tell
it
something. Lucien had friends. It was us.
I did.
So what significant events happened this week?
More Ebola. A lot of Ebola. Obama caused Ebola. He's created it to make America scared.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
And the Ebola czar is trying his best, but he's not doing
it. Obama's actually a lizard person.
He's a lizard person. Yeah, he is. Obama's one of the lizard people.
Yeah, TMZ actually got a snapshot of his tail today.
Yeah.
Of course I'm recording.
Okay, I'd like to make a shout out because I found this key in study hall maybe 3 weeks back. So I lost the key. Contact me at
okay.
Teague 142 on Snapchat.
I was going to fucking say.
At PussyShatter99.
Oh, and whatever happened to your made-up Snapchat account? Amanda Panda, because I check her every day to see if she has some. I check her story every day to see if she's anything put up, and you haven't posted anything in like 6 months. Look, Amanda Panda XXX.
Oh, you have ads on your Snapchat.
It's not real Snapchat.
Brindle on your Snapchat.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's unreal.
Brindle on.
Send him a Snapchat, please.
I can't, I don't have any internet, but I will.
Send him a Snapchat. Keen Dillon, Connor.
Send him a Snapchat.
Oh, why do I have Keen Dillon on Snapchat anyway?
Rob, Dean, Destiny.
That's Dara Clifford.
He's still friends with
you. Have the Cliff.
David Mazouz is a.
What's Dara Clifford's name?
Yeah, he can't.
David Mazouz is an actor. Ghostbusters 30 was half of these are like promotional accounts from film studios and stuff, like Ghostbusters 30. They were giving away free Blu-rays. James, Jimmy and Luke Show, John, Johnny.
Wait, did they actually have a Snapchat account?
Killian, that's my one
is that
I give
Pablo?
To. That's the one, which John one? Pa- yeah, Legardo is Pablo.
That's Pablo Wino.
Lucy WD is the one I give to strangers on the internet. Then we got Mason off the podcast. There's Michael, Pablo. Snapchat. Sony Pictures UK, Serica, Tommy Lewis.
Wow.
Universal. Wittertainment.
I forgot that, Tommy.
You should add Wittertainment.
Great.
I think it was like Keith talking
to something. Well, I don't know. They do a radio show and I listen to it. Two old guys.
It's just two old guys.
Michael has such a fucking fancy ass Android phone.
What is that? That's like.
Why do you need two LEDs?
Because why not?
So they could be brighter.
What's
I
resolution
wonder if
is the
he's
camera?
Compensating for something.
Because why do you have one?
One isn't good enough.
Yeah.
I want to take a picture. I want to take a picture.
My iPhone.
Yeah.
My iPhone.
No. Can he have your iPhone?
What?
I want to have it. Oh no, I want to get in this too.
Still
oh god, my hair. Oh god, my hair.
Oh wait.
Let me take a picture. We're fighting over his phone so much we smashed it on the ground.
I'm like very not for the dinner.
My hair is really fucked up.
Are you more so than I am?
I'm not. I'm broke to death. Did you repost some shit on Instagram yesterday?
Me?
This
from what?
Kansas.
What?
Kansas. Yesterday. No, I got like a notification saying you were tagging photos.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
It's like a tablet.
Michael, okay. Say hi.
Cancer.
What is
it?
I love this. Brilliant.
Alex!
I love the way he tries to pretend to not want the picture, but he's secretly.
I know, yeah. He goes home and he prints them all off, puts them up on his wall of photos.
Come on. My heart.
Oh my god.
Alright, that's all we have time for this episode. Thanks, Michael. Dean. Johnny. Keem's on for a bit. It's been a great episode. We'll be back later in the week with more.
Alex,
keep it going.
Alex,
let it record.
Alex, come back.
There's nothing else to talk about.
We never had that to talk about.
What else did you talk about? I'm afraid the longer I leave recording, someone will say something inappropriate and I'll have to edit it out. I don't have time to edit this episode, so it's all going straight to tape.
Yes! I say something bad.
Alright, you're not gonna edit?
Oh, I need something inappropriate.
I fucking need something inappropriate to say.
I don't have time to edit this episode.
It's a religion next, boys. Yeah, it's religion.
Johnny's face in his ass. Penis.
Do you want the Amanda Panda? Here, I need a new name. So what is that for a new Snapchat account?
Just make sure you give it to all the listeners.
Oh yeah, I got the name. Amanda Panda.
Johnny
D. Hello.
Michael, why did you never accept my Elo invite?
What the fuck is Elo?
We're all on
you
it.
Want it.
Shane and Ian and me.
What the fuck is Elo?
It's the cool new social network. It's invite
everybody's hipster.
It's like a parody account for hipsters.
It is. It's like a parody hipster social network. It's so hipster.
Here, do you have to go up yet, though?
I am so going to go on that.
I got an invite. So I can invite five people. So I invited a stranger on Twitter who won a contest I held. I invited Keen's wife. I invited Keen. I invited Shane and I invited Michael. So.
And then he has to invite.
So he can invite you and Owen. And so. Michael never accepted. Keen was going to invite you too.
But I'm not accepting. I just committed.
It's good. It's great, Michael. It's
kind of back because no one's on it.
Exactly. There's only two celebrities on it, right? Stephen Fry and Miley Cyrus.
I like Stephen.
They're like two of my least favorite people in the world. So.
Is Stephen Fry the guy from Futurama?
No. Oh. That's a cartoon
Stephen
character.
Fry,
Stephen Fry is a British television personality. And he's an annoying man. I don't hate him, but he's
Ricky
annoying.
No.
Are you still recording?
I am, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your father gave me this watch. Are any of you as excited for NBC's Peter...
I'm here for the future.
Are any of you as excited for NBC's Peter Pan Live starring Christopher Walken as I am?
I love Christopher
Man, Walken. That's going to be
Chris
legend.
Walken's the best.
Where's the poster?
Legend.
Where's the poster? Legend.
Wait for us.
Did you see the video?
Wait for us. Wait for us.
Dairy.
I did, yeah, it's great. It's the best
I
thing
think
ever.
What should be on everyone's mind,
Dairy,
is the fact that TV3
Oh yeah, TV3.
TV3 Toy Show.
It's the second year they've done it. It's on exactly the same day as the Late Late Toy Show.
Really? No.
Why? It's on the RDS this year.
I'm not watching it.
Ryan Roberty is the host.
It is, yeah. I watched it last year.
Okay. Well, you watched it. It's the first year doing it.
No, second year. I'm trying to find the poster for Peter Pan Live and I can't find it. Oh, here it is, here it is.
There's this
Peter Pan Live starring Christopher Walken as Captain Hook.
Oh my god!
I love Christopher Walken.
He's really obnoxious though.
How is Christopher Walken obnoxious? He's the most wonderful. That's a woman.
That looks like a woman. Yeah,
that is. That's Allison Williams playing Peter Pan. But
she looks like.
There's a woman in this thing. Have you ever heard of a series on YouTube called The Allison Associates?
No.
Why is a woman playing Peter Pan?
Women have always played Peter Pan on Broadway. That's the tradition.
Yeah, but in that.
Because Peter Pan's actually a woman.
Yeah. Well, secretly, he's so effeminate and childlike that they have to treat him like a woman.
You're a woman, Peter.
You're a woman, Peter.
Yeah.
Hey, where do I hang my clothes? Christopher Walken closet.
Oh man,
that joke. Yeah, that was not Modern Family, so I'm not gonna take credit for that.
Such a shit joke.
Your father gave me this watch.
That's from Pulp Fiction, you know, he's in one scene and he gives young Bruce Willis the watch. And then,
Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have to watch
He gets tortured in a sex dungeon by it.
Samuel Jackson.
I fucking love that scene. We ran.
It's great.
The guy Morpheus is gonna get caught, right?
Yeah.
What? Shh.
What?
Morpheus?
What's his name again?
Wait, that makes Lawrence Fishburne is...
Yeah,
Lawrence Fishburne is not in Pulp Fiction.
Wait, who the fuck is that
guy? It's
not the random guy. It's not Lawrence Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne isn't in Pulp Fiction. I mean, Samuel Jackson is in it, but he's not in that scene, so...
Lawrence Fishburne is the guy from The Matrix.
Yeah. Lawrence Fishburne, you know the joke about Samuel Jackson. They said, Samuel Jackson, we loved your Super Bowl commercial.
And he
goes, I'm not Lawrence Fishburne. But that was a mistake, because there was a trailer on for Captain America 2, and that was what they were talking about. So it was a great misunderstanding. And then they went at the Muppets Most Wanted interview. Kermit was wearing a t-shirt saying, I am not Constantine. Constantine is the evil doppelganger in the movie, so...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just gonna
cry. That's the end of this episode. It's been one of our longest episodes in years.
And it was probably one of our best because I was in it.
Yeah.
No, sorry okay. For you.
Thank you for Shane, Owen, Michael, Johnny.
Wait, if anybody got to this point in the podcast,
they won't.
Can you write comments on this?
Oh my god.
You can leave comments on the website, yeah.
If you got to this point, comment.
Jimmy and Luke.
If you got to this point, comment and then
send you free stuff.
We will. We'll send you free stickers. Okay.
Say razor blades.
So fast.
Follow
us on Facebook. Like us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Email us. Tweet us. Snapchat us. Thank you. Goodbye.